We're live and we're local. This is a Juno afternoon on Thursday, July 26, 2018. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and on today's show, Kate Inge will be here with our weekly update from Juno Public Libraries. We'll hear about this weekend's Gathering of the Drums, hosted by Woosh Jiyin Dance Group. Juno Makerspace will highlight their upcoming activities, such as the Drone Meetup and Jump Weekend Film Collaborative, and we'll get our weekly Arts and Culture Activities update on Arts Up with a special announcement. Those interviews, National Native News, Bird Note music, and more right here on a Juno afternoon. Taking a look at weather, we've got mostly cloudy for the rest of today, but highs around 70 degrees. And tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, the sun is back, partly, with highs around 70. National Native News is next.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Perry Bellegarde has been re-elected as the national chief of Canada's largest Native organization, the Assembly of First Nations. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, the election itself was not without controversy, and Bellegarde faced some sharp criticism.
It took two ballots before Perry Bellegarde was declared the winner. He took 328 of the 522 votes. He will now serve his second three-year term as national chief. Bellegarde is from the Little Black Bear First Nation in Saskatchewan. After the election, Bellegarde said the AFN's strong voice has meant positive changes for Indigenous communities across Canada, and that will continue.
Better housing, better education, better health care, and yes, lands and resources coming back to First Nations people because we know it's assumed Crown sovereignty.
But Bellegarde's critics say he has been too cozy with the federal government and was too soft on the issue of the Trans Mountain pipeline expansion, which many Native groups continue to oppose. That project would triple the amount of Alberta oil flowing west towards the British Columbia coast. One of Bellegarde's challengers also claimed federal interference because the federal minister of Indigenous Relations was at the convention during the vote. But Carolyn Bennett says she was invited to listen to regional concerns, and at no point did she discuss the election. Bellegarde says he will spend the next 3 years with the goal of improving the quality of life for Indigenous peoples, also addressing the high rates of youth suicide, and getting more resources for the 40,000 First Nations children in foster care. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
A man facing rape charges in New Mexico has been arrested in Phoenix, the Santa Fe New Mexican reports. A warrant was issued this week for 41-year-old Red Wolf Pope following an investigation that he allegedly secretly recorded himself sexually assaulting unconscious women. Pope, an attorney and businessman, describes himself as a Native American activist and splits time living between Santa Fe and Seattle. The district attorney's office will work on extraditing him back to New Mexico. Some Native Americans in New Mexico plan to stage their own celebration during the time once reserved for a controversial reenactment parade in Santa Fe. The action comes after organizers of the Entrada announced this week they're canceling the portrayal of Spanish conquistadors commemorating their return to the city after the 1680 Pueblo Revolt. The event drew protests from Pueblo people, including Jennifer Marley, who says she's pleased the Entrada is canceled but says there's more to do.
I don't think we could say that anything has been reconciled just yet. This is just the beginning of a long line of victories that I think are in store if people continue to protest injustices that happen here.
Marley was arrested and charged with a felony at last year's protest. The charges were later dropped. The Navajo Tribal Council's Law and Order Committee approved legislation this week to request the Indian Health Service to assign medical staff to all correctional facilities on the reservation. Lawmakers in support of the bill want to improve health care of inmates at federally funded facilities on Navajo land and say this is an ongoing issue. There are no medical staff at any of the facilities. Officers have to transfer inmates to local IHS or other health centers for services and emergencies. Health care is not provided by the federal government to tribal jails. The Native American Heritage Fund has selected three projects in Michigan to receive its first ever grants. More than $400,000 will go to the removal of offensive Indian imagery at schools, a city hall, and a park. The board hopes to help projects that promote positive relationships and accurate information about Michigan's tribes. Six other applications are being considered. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation. Funding is by Odawi Law Group, provider of Indian Law Solutions, and by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with support from the Public Radio Satellite System.
Support by First Tribal Lending, NMLS 15009, the nation's most experienced Section 184 lending team. Info for home loans on and off the reservation available at onetribal.com. That's the numeral onetribal.com.
Support by BNSF Railway, one of the American Indian Science and Engineering Society's top 50 employers. You can join us at the ACES Conference October 4th through the 6th in Oklahoma City. Info at AISES.org.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
You're tuned into a Juno Afternoon, and I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. It's Thursday, so of course we're kicking off the show with Juno Public Library's updates with Kate Inge. You're the Grants and Marketing Coordinator and Honorary Librarian. Hi, Kate.
Hi.
Yes, welcome back to the show. And with you this week is Morgan Blackgoat, the Youth Services Intern. So welcome back, Morgan.
Thank you.
All right, so how's your week going?
It's going pretty good.
Cool.
A little warm. This is kind of hard to get used to, but...
Well, don't worry. It won't last,
I know,
I'm
yeah.
sure.
I'll have to remember this, you know, come December.
So you were here last week with some updates and activities. How did mm-hmm. everything shake out?
Yep, everything went pretty well, and we have more activities at the library.
Yep. So. Last week you had a movie night and a movie afternoon, I think.
Yep.
So did you have any turnout for those?
Oh, yes. We got a really big turnout. It was a really happy crowd.
Oh, terrific. I thought the weather might keep people away just because it was sunny, not because it was bad, of course. But, okay, good. I'm glad to hear it. So what's happening over the next 7 days at the library?
Do you want to go first or do you want me to?
Sure. Since it was such a good turnout last time, we were doing another movie night. Tomorrow at 6:30, it's going to be, well, we're not allowed to say the title out loud, but it has to do with Mike Sully and, Sully and Mike Wazowski, and their world gets turned upside down by a two-year-old little girl.
Okay, that sounds pretty good, and for additional hints, we'll play a song from that movie at the end of the interview. When and where is that next movie night?
It's tomorrow at 6:30, and it's going to be in the Large Valley Meeting Room in the library, and there'll be popcorn.
Great. Well, that's a nice draw. And Morgan, how's everything going with your intern so far? You're working full-time this summer at the library, all different branches. Are you still having fun?
I'm stopped working full-time, and I'm just working part-time now, so... But it's still just as fun, and I'm getting just as much experience.
That's great, and you get to enjoy your summer a little bit, too. Get some more free time,
mm-hmm.
unless you've got another job, which, I know you kids like to work hard. Okay, and then there's something else coming up, too, that Kate, you wanted to talk to everybody about. I've got a flyer here. It looks pretty special.
Oh, yeah. So on Tuesday at the Valley Library at about, I think, it's 5:30, or is it 6? It's 6.
6.
We have Lee Stetson is in town, and he's going to give a talk on John Muir. And he's really knowledgeable about John Muir's life. Actually, he goes around the country to give, talks. He kind of dresses up and is John Muir, kind of like that one gentleman who was around town who dressed up like Seward and gave informational talks in the past.
Okay.
So this is kind of like, if you remember him, I can't remember what his name was, but this time it's Lee Stetson who's going to be at the library, and he's going to talk about John Muir, and he's been featured on that Ken Burns documentary, The Great National Parks. He was John Muir on that, and another IMAX movie that's playing around the country, and so we're pretty excited to see him.
So this is him in the picture, right?
Yeah, that's him in the picture.
And he's dressed as John Muir here?
Yep.
Oh, interesting.
Got a beard. Yeah.
Yes, this is a great picture.
It looks very legit. Yeah, I think that picture was taken when he's normally does interpretations at the Yosemite National Park. And
yes.
So I think that's where that actually picture is taking place. But
yep, it says Yosemite Valley.
Yeah. But I think he's been up, I think there was a cruise that he was participating in where he was visiting all the old places in Southeast Alaska that John Muir had visited. And so kind of to cap that off, he's going to be at the library.
So he can speak from his own personal experiences mm-hmm. as well.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds really interesting.
Yeah. And okay. to kind of, oh, sorry.
No, no, please
oh,
say more.
And to go with the theme, it's going to be, it's not going to be in either of our meeting rooms. It's actually going to be in the hearth area at the back of the Valley Library.
Excellent. What's the hearth area like? Is there a fireplace?
There is a fireplace, and there's tables and chairs, and it's pretty cozy in the winter, and there's lots of light in the summer if you want to come in and read. And it's kind of far away from everything, like the circulation desk and the computers, so it's a little bit quieter in that back area.
Well, that sounds nice.
Yeah, probably because of the weather, we won't have the hearth on. We won't have the fireplace on, but it'll still be a nice, it's a nice location.
Sure, you'll just be enjoying the light and the yep. sunshine instead of the fireplace.
Yep.
That's great. And that's, again, at Mendenhall Valley Library, Tuesday, July 31st at 6 o'clock.
Yep.
So it sounds like a great event.
Yeah.
All right. And what else? What else you got going on?
The other thing I have to mention is the Juneau Public Libraries and the Juneau Douglas City Museum are looking for an AmeriCorps member to come help us out with educational programs for like kids, teens, adults, senior outreach. And we have applications online on the AmeriCorps website, and we have a link on our Facebook page that you can click on and go straight to the application, the information about the posting. And if you know somebody in town that might be interested, if you know somebody who might want to come to Juneau, if you yourself are interested, like we're looking for applicants, it'll be a great way to serve your community.
Would you prefer the applicant already be a part of AmeriCorps, or could they join AmeriCorps to do this service?
I'm not 100% sure like how that works. I think if you're already here, you might be able to extend your time, or if you're thinking about it, you can just sign up and get posted.
You were telling me there's a pretty good number of AmeriCorps volunteers here
yeah.
in Juneau already. So.
Yeah.
This might be a great opportunity for somebody who's listening and looking for a way to stay a little longer.
Yeah.
All right. Terrific. Anything else from you guys? Any other updates?
I think that's about it. Summer reading is still rolling along. I think we're going up until about like mid-August, right before school starts. And then we're still doing a Great American Read programs. We have another one of those coming up in August and a few more. Kind of like end of the summer, getting ready for school activities for everybody.
Great. That's a good reminder for me.
Yeah.
You coming in every week is helping me set weekly goals. So by this time next week, I'm going to go fill out my review because
oh, yeah.
I read a book from the Great American Read. I finished
oh,
it. And I would like to, submit my review and participate in the competition. And then I have more news for you as well. The two-week struggle to figure out Hoopla and Libby is over for me. I was able to sort out both of them and check out items and enjoy those. And I actually figured it out all on my own, so I didn't have to go get help. It wasn't that difficult. And I love them both. I think they're both great applications.
Yeah, I like
databases.
Them.
Yeah.
I use them both. I did download Libby to read a book, and I found it really user-friendly compared to the other app, which is a little bit more clunky. But
definitely.
Yeah, they both try to be kind of user-friendly, and you can find a wide range of things to, like, watch or read or listen to. And like you were saying, Hoopla has the TV and the movies that you can have access to if you kind of want to find something.
I ended up using getting them both sorted on my phone. I could see myself using Hoopla on my PC at home because you can watch movies and TV on it. And you were saying there's no wait. You have credits. So once you run out of credits, you have a certain amount every month.
Yeah, you have a certain amount every month. I think for us, it's 5 credits every month. So, and that's spent among like all the different variety of items that you could get. So you can use it on, there's comic books I know. Like
yeah, I saw
books,
that option. That
audiobooks, TV shows, and movies. And so you kind of can decide what you want to spend. If you want to sample everything, or if you see a TV show you might want to watch, then you can kind of watch it a little bit. You won't have enough credits to binge something, unfortunately. It's not like Netflix, but you can spend a couple credits and watch a TV show. I think I've heard if you like British dramas, I think there's like a paid service. Like it's called Acorn, but like all those shows are actually on Hoopla, so you don't have to pay. You can use the library and use our database.
Cool. Well, I definitely look forward to trying it out for some movies. The selection looked pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I got a book, I think, I can't remember exactly what. I got a couple books and a couple ebooks using both of those apps. And then I went searching for a book that's relatively new and hasn't come out yet. I didn't see the option to recommend it like there is in OverDrive.
Oh, yeah, that's...
So I'll probably still use OverDrive for those as well. But considering now I have three options and lots of choices, that should keep me busy for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Morgan, do you use either of these? Do you use any of these databases? You're kind of you're representing the youth contingent here.
not yet. I should get that, though. But I like just, you know, checking out books and holding them. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm actually working on four right now. So.
Yeah. It's a good library. Yeah, that's a good sign of somebody who has a future in library science.
Exactly.
How many books they're reading at one point in time.
Classic library intern. And I also still check out paper books as well. So thank you to the library for making all of those things available. Those are fantastic resources. And like I said, I'm using each and every one of them, and I'm very pleased. Okay, so Morgan and Kate, thanks again for coming back to A Juno Afternoon for the weekly update, and I hope you guys have a great week. Is there anything else you want to talk about or add while you're here before you leave?
Not today. I think we're all set for today.
All right, we'll see you guys next week.
Great.
Thank you.
If I were a rich man with a million or two, I'd live in a penthouse in a room with a view. And if I were handsome,
no way,
it could happen, 'cause dreams do come true. I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. Wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have. Wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have. Wouldn't have nothing.
Something for years I have envied.
You're green with it.
Your grace and your charm. Everyone loves you, you know.
Yes, I know, I know, I know.
But I must admit it, the guy you always come through. I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you.
That's how it always should be. One without the other don't mean nothing to me. Nothing to me.
Yeah, I wouldn't be nothing if I didn't have you to serve. I'm just a punky little eyeball and a funky optic nerve. Hey, I never told you this. Sometimes I get a little blue.
Looks good on you.
But I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you.
Let's dance.
Don't you dare dip me, don't you dare dip me, don't you dare dip me. Ow, I should have stretched.
Yes, I wouldn't be nothing if I didn't have you.
I know what you mean, Sully, because
I wouldn't know where to go.
Me too, because I
wouldn't know what to do.
Why do you keep singing my part?
I don't have to say it, I say it anyway.
Because we both know it's true.
I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have. I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have. I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have. Wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you.
One more time!
Edward! I don't have to say it.
Where'd everybody come from?
All we both know it's true. I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have. I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have. I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have.
You.
E-E-I-O.
That means you.
Yeah. Alaska Clean Harbors invites boating locals to help keep our waters clean and our wildlife healthy by using pump outs, scooping your pup's poop, and putting waste in its proper place. Find out more and get a free pump-out adapter for your boat at alaskacleanharbors.org. This message brought to you with funding from the United States Fish and Wildlife Service Clean Vessel Act through the Alaska Clean Water Actions Program.
You're listening to A Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. It's just about, 20 minutes after the hour. And my next guest is Conrad Frank, representing Woosh Jean Dance Group. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks for being here. This is your first time on the show.
Yes.
So I'll go easy on you. To start things off, would you tell us a little bit about Woosh Jean Dance Group, what it is, and what's your role in it?
So Woosh Jean Dance Group means coming together, and our dance leaders, Lyle and Colleen James, brought together this dance group, and it's comprised of a diverse group of people who come from all over the place, and so that's why the name's there for it. And so we have, you know, just beautiful people, beautiful ages. You know, we have kids, we have babies all the way up to our precious elders, and, you know, we have people who come from all over the state, or we have people with many different backgrounds.
How many dancers do you have in your group?
So during Celebration that was recently hosted in June, we had over 100 dancers sign up for performing with us during those two performances.
That I've seen you guys perform before too, and sometimes it's a really big crowd, and sometimes it's just a few individuals, but it's always just really fantastic.
No, thank you, Ganesh.
What part do you feel dance plays in a culture? How's it used?
That's a big question. So dancing is just it's a piece of the culture. It's something I very much enjoy, and it's an important part, but it's not the only thing that makes up, you know, a Tlingit culture or our culture. And so when it comes to dancing, everything is kind of tied together. But I enjoy it because it carries, you know, I love music and I grew up with it. And so I feel like, you know, it's just one of those ways for me to be grounded. And part of the dance group's role is to try to encourage a lot of our youth, because that's the most important part, is just encouraging our youth to kind of pick up that drum. And so we do something called like the drum routine, or we encourage our young ones to sing or dance, or we push them just a little bit more each time.
Mm-hmm. And do they enjoy it? Do they usually want to participate?
Yeah, very much so. And then during our drum routine, we invite a lot of people from the crowd too to come in and dance, and that'll be a part of the upcoming gathering of the drums that we're having too, is where we do an invitation, and usually a lot of the kids really want to drum. And so drumming is just, you know, like an always fun part. And it's always really fun watching the kids, you know, step out and, you know, take over, or to step out and dance, or step out and sing. And it's just one of those biggest, the most rewarding things.
What kind of dances do you yourself like to do?
That I like to do? I don't have titles for those. I don't I just like dancing. It's just something that I grew up doing in Angoon ever since my grandma kind of brought me into the culture. And so it's just one of those things that I enjoy doing.
I really like the communication aspect of the dances that Woosh Jean performs, and other groups as well. But I like the storytelling, and, you know, the kind of passing of oral history through dance. It's really just really fun to watch and listen to.
Oh, thank you, Ganesh. Yeah, there's a lot that comes with a song. You know, you got the language, you got the stories, you know, you got the history, you got the creation of songs, and, you know, you got the person, acknowledging the person who composed the song. There's just a lot that kind of comes with it. It's all beautiful.
So this Saturday evening, there will be a gathering of the drums, and it's taking place out Thane starting around 7 p.m. Could you tell us more about that, please?
Yeah. So we're just taking the group, and we're going to go out to the Tlingit Haida's new immersion park, which is out Thane there, previously the Salmon Bake. And, you know, we're just gonna have a jam session. It's an opportunity for people to come and join us, to come sing their songs. Other dance groups are gonna come and attend, and it's for people who probably miss celebration or miss coming together and miss singing and dancing. And so it's just an opportunity to come sing and dance with us, whatever songs you may bring, whatever, you know, drums you may bring. It's just a chance to kind of enjoy ourselves and bring your kids, bring your family. It's just going to be a really good time.
What kind of drums will there be there?
Lots of them.
All different kinds?
Yeah, I mean...
Do you have drums yourself?
I have a drum. Our dance group has a lot of drums, and so that's what we use for the drum routine, and we get like a good amount going, and it fills up the space pretty well. But we're open to people bringing their drums, bringing their cedar hats, bringing their regalia, whatever they want to bring.
And there will be dancing as well?
Yes. Yes, of course. There'll be lots of dancing.
You can hardly help yourself once the drumming starts, right? Do you do these gatherings on a regular basis?
So Gathering of the Drums is usually hosted throughout the winter during the school year. And it's usually hosted out at the pavilion over at the university. Summertime is usually kind of hard just because everyone's really busy. There's a lot of culture camps going on. Our dancers are usually busy. And so... Wintertime during the school year seems to be a little bit more opportunities for everyone to be able to come together.
But this time you guys are going to be outside on the beach.
Yeah, we'll be outside. We'll be inside the immersion park, whatever the weather kind of, however the weather dictates or however people feel, if they want to dance outside, if they want to dance inside.
Where did you said immersion park?
Yes.
Where is that for someone who's never been before?
So immersion park, it's Tlingit Haida's new facility out at Thane, and so it used to be the Salmon Bake for people who know where the Salmon Bake is, but it's Tlingit Haida's facility now, and it's over out Thane.
Okay. Well, there's a Facebook event with all the details, and you can also check out Woosh Jean online to learn more. Conrad, is there anything else you'd like to add?
No. Just feel free to check out our website, the event online over on Facebook. It has the location of where you can find everyone at. There'll be updates. Feel free to bring your families. Feel free to bring attend yourselves if you like.
So that's the Gathering of the Drums this Saturday evening at 7 p.m. out Thane. And Woosh Jean will also be at the Jackson X Block Party Friday, August 3rd, so don't miss that. Thanks for being here, Conrad.
Goodness, geez, thank you.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Support comes from Northland Audiology and Hearing Services, providing services for identification, evaluation, and rehabilitation for individuals with hearing difficulties. Located in the Jordan Creek Center, information at 789-6780 or at northlandaudiology.com.
Hey everyone, this is Des, and I'm here with your weekly update of open positions within Search. This week's featured positions include CMAs and LPNs for our primary care clinics in Southeast Alaska. Come work for Search and contribute to the health of your community. Enjoy full benefits, paid time off, and retirement savings. Search is looking for someone like you. Visit search.org/jobs to apply. That's search.org/jobs.
You're listening to A Juno Afternoon, and I'm Shelley Delaney. My next guests are here from Juno Makerspace. Welcome, Rachel and Sam.
Hello.
Hi,
how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks. How are you guys? How's the new location treating you?
The new location is getting spruced up. It's looking really good.
It's pretty
nice.
It
just got painted. JADC pulled together a work group just a while back and painted all the walls inside, so those look fantastic. J&J Cleaning completely came in and gave us a free carpet cleaning, so that was really lovely of them.
And they come to my place.
I know. And I'm like, so, yeah, we're sprucing things up. Things are looking better.
That's great. And the new address, before I forget, we'll say this a couple times, 3915 North Douglas Highway.
Yeah, correct. Just less than half a mile north of the roundabout. I know people say, oh, Douglas, it's so far away from, well, wherever they are. But it's not. It's just, you know, just north of the roundabout, across from a big radio tower is the easiest way to find our new driveway.
Yeah, so it's actually only 0.2 miles.
That's great.
Well, it depends whose car
really
you're
close.
Using to measure, I guess.
And since the last time you guys were here, you have resumed Open Studio on Mondays.
Correct.
All right.
Yeah, we just had to shut down just a couple of ones there just for carpet cleaning
and
painting and things
and,
moving stuff in.
But I'm surprised you guys are already back on track on that. I thought it was going to be a little later, like in the fall.
We're working on it. Still trying to have our grand opening at the very end of August, beginning of September.
Cool.
Probably shooting for that day right at the very end of August, probably the weekend before Labor Day is what we're looking at, if we can pull it all together.
I'm sure that you can. I have complete faith
with the,
in you guys.
With the amount of community support we've gotten, I know we can. It's been fantastic. Just everyone coming together to help us whether it's cleaning the carpet or painting the walls, and we're already back to being able to have people come in and using the space and equipment.
I know I've been seeing Robert in there organizing all the tool wood shop. Like, everything looks spectacular. You can find things, which is one of my favorite things.
He built a shop bench, which I guess is the first large thing made in the makerspace, is one of the benches for the makerspace. So we're already
by
making
makers
furniture.
For makers.
Yeah.
That
looks
is great.
Definitely.
I love that. I just love the whole concept.
Me too. That's why we're all in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's been in our wood shop. We've got a wood shop pretty much up and running, you know, table saws and drill presses and all that good stuff. We've got our electronics lab up and running. I was in there last night for 3 hours trying to diagnose what happened to our 3D printer, which wasn't working. And after pulling out the all the stops to try and figure it out, turned out the emergency stop button had been pressed in during the move.
Oh,
and,
so fix that.
That's now working. It works.
Yeah, sorry to spend all that time, but I'm glad it was something easy.
That and the laser cutter, and they're both actually, I think, being used right as we speak. There's a group of kids from one of JDC's STEM camps, a 3D printer camp that they're running, is at the makerspace for one of their field trips and learning about our 3D printer. So
that's fantastic.
We've got that. We've got our craft room with all sorts of craft stuff up and going, and our ceramic studio.
Wow.
And printing.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we have the giant printing press from UAS, and that's all set up and ready to roll, too.
What can you do with that?
It's a litho print, or litho, it's a big, giant roller printer. You can basically print all kinds of things. I know I've done a bunch of embossing type of printing and things on that scale. We can do mono prints. I've got a whole bunch of inks there. I just picked up another piece of plexiglass, so we've got good printing material to go on.
Wow.
And, yeah, we've got all kinds of supplies there that need to be used.
Yeah.
That's true. We're running out of storage space as far as scrap material
and
goes.
And we're going to get there. We're going to keep our open spaces so we can use everything and be functional with all of our tools. That is our goal.
Lesson learned from our old space.
Correct. Yeah, so we have a bunch of things coming up, it looks like.
You want me to go over our calendar of events here?
Yeah, why don't you go over the calendar?
All right, where are we now? We've got, tonight, our second drone meetup for anyone interested or in drones or has drones or wants to get a drone. Tonight at 5, we're going to have a meetup, our second one. Hopefully we'll have some drone footage from any local people who make drone footage. I build and fly and crash drones myself, but I haven't done any photography with them, which is something I'm excited to see. And so that's going to be a fun event.
Did you have a pretty good turnout at the last
one?
We
did. It was
huge.
Great that last
one. I had no idea. I've just walked in by accident, and all of a sudden there was 30 people flying drones around.
Law enthusiasts of
We're flying drones outside, inside. It's nice that our new space has enough room, and we've proven this, that you can fly a drone inside the new makerspace. Whether or not you should is another question, but... but yeah, it looks like the weather will be nice this time. We kind of had to wait a little bit last time to fly outside, but I think we'll be able to hop right into flying outside today, which will be nice. What else we got? We got our Monday nights, 6 to 8, our open studios, so you can come in, see the space. We're usually working on our own things. We'll eventually start up our classes again. We'll give you some sort of class or project to work on if you come, but at the moment we're just kind of... It's low-key. We'll give you a tour of the space. We're right now moving stuff around and fixing up the space. So if you want to lend a hand with that, you're more than welcome to. A few people have come in with their own projects as well to work on, and we are very supportive of that. Let's see here. Board meeting on Tuesday the 2nd. That's on our calendar. Wednesday the 1st, there's another JEDC STEM camp. We'll be using the space then. So... that will actually be reserved for the day.
I wish I'd learned to use a 3D printer when I was a kid.
Well,
I'd be unstoppable
today.
But I think I might go and try to learn now as a big kid.
Absolutely. Yeah, and we do classes on the 3D printer and laser cutter. Lots of people come are really interested in how to use a 3D printer, but there's an expression among makerspaces, which is come for the 3D printer and stay for the laser cutter, because those are very fun pieces of equipment. And then August 5th, that's Sunday, we're doing a filming a promo for the Makerspace. And this, I'll be there. I'm not entirely sure what it's going to be, but we're doing this in conjunction with, I guess, JUMP is what the sign says, the Juno Underground Motion Picture.
Mm-hmm. Short films, made.
So they're going to be...
Is that going to be that weekend also, it looks like?
Yeah, so they're making a promo, like a homegrown promo for Makerspace for
John. Yeah, it looks like it says it will be filming a documentary about the new location in Douglas.
So I think they want us working both on space and, as well as any project. So if you have like want to come help with something, or you have some small project that you can get done at the Makerspace, you can get yourself filmed doing it, and
more people
are about
that
way. Famous.
So yeah, the filming actually will be from 12 to 4. On August 5th.
But you can also learn more technical details about filmmaking, too. They're looking for volunteers to help behind the camera, too, which will be something pretty cool, I think, to learn about that. I was trying to film myself the other day. And
you needed some pointers?
Yeah. I need professional help
and
here.
And that's what Makerspace is here for.
Yeah.
And as a board, actually, we are currently short board members, so we are actively recruiting board members right now. We have 3 spaces available, and we do need to kind of focus. We need one person that has an expertise in money. Bookkeeping type of stuff. We need one that has expertise in law, and that would be fantastic. And if you are interested in that whatsoever, just shoot us an email and with your letter of interest, just at junomakerspace.org.
We're not in any legal trouble yet. We're just
recruiting but it's good for to keep out of it positions. Before it even goes.
And that is an excellent way to get involved. Or if you don't want to commit that much, we have a few people who we would love to be on the board are just satisfied as being members. You can be a member. And as a member, you get 24-hour access to the Makerspace as well as discounts to rentals and events. And I'm sure that list of perks will grow as we expand what we do. Memberships. $50 a month for your family membership. And as we like to say, we let you define what family means to you. You can sign up on our website or in person at the Makerspace. So come on by and join up and be a part of this growing community of creatives. This was a word that I was instructed to add. I've been saying makers all this time, but I've been told we need to...
difference with artists and makers and everything. And a friend of mine said, hey, creatives. And I'm like, wow, that's what we call it. It's all encompassing.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yes. So we joined in making the world of creatives.
Well, did you guys get through everything on your list? I think we did right now.
Yeah.
All right.
But we'll be back again because I know we'll have more events coming up.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are welcome back anytime. I love the Makerspace. I love what you guys do. And I am really excited to get back over to the new location. I haven't been yet and try to get involved and try to make or create something.
There you go.
Rachel, Sam, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. This is Bird Note. Imagine a scene from the age of dinosaurs. Giant ferns, prehistoric bugs, a fearsome T-Rex standing right in front of you. And gliding just above are strange, leathery, flying creatures. Were they dinosaurs? Did they give rise to birds? The answer to both questions is no. The flying creatures were pterosaurs. Pterosaurs, often called pterodactyls, were flying reptiles. Dinosaurs, which used to be thought of as giant reptiles, were an entirely different group of creatures. It was the dinosaurs that became the creatures that we now know as birds. Pterosaurs came in all sizes, from a tiny one with a 10-inch wingspan to a monster with a 36-foot wingspan. Pterosaurs thrived for 160 million years, passing into history after the same asteroid strike that finished off the large dinosaurs. Although the evolutionary path from dinosaurs to modern-day birds is still a subject of debate, scientists agree that birds are the only type of dinosaur living today. And even though you might hear someone compare a great blue heron to a pterodactyl, that heron is actually more closely related to that scary T-Rex. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
All the world is stage, and all the men and women are players. They have their exits.
Whoa, Shakespeare, what's your hurry?
Yeah, don't you know that in drama, as in driving slower, is usually better?
We're from Star at Perseverance Theater, reminding local motorists to obey all posted speed limits. We've got kids at play out here.
This weekend, you can cruise on over to our theater in Douglas to see As You Like It and two other great shows for the whole family.
Just take it slow, people.
A message from Perseverance Theater, the Juneau Police Department, and the Douglas Island Neighbors Association.
We're back with A Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and with me is Nancy DeCherney with our weekly segment, Arts Up.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Still catching your breath. Rushed over from next door to be here today, and I do thank you so much for that.
My brain is sort of on fry somehow. Okay, so it's a pretty exciting week. And one thing I want to just say right off the bat, I have it at the top of my list, is now that we're running Centennial Hall, you can also buy tickets to things at Centennial Hall. So if you happen to be in the area, stop in.
Okay,
this evening at 5:30, we're having a public meeting at Centennial Hall so that you can come and find out how things are different and let us know the things you're concerned about and ask questions and all that sort of stuff. That's from 5:30 to 7. It's in the Egan Room. So come on down for that. Or go over to Pub Theology at Devil's Club Brewing. Everyone is welcome. And you talk about stuff and drink beer, I guess. Mm-hmm. Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Think Like a Computer is at 6:30 out at the Mendenhall Public Library. It's an introduction to coding. So if you're interested in that. And at 7:30 over at Perseverance Theater, Extreme Theater from Star. Have you had them in?
Yes, I've had them in. And okay. They were talking about all the productions when they were still in rehearsal. And now they're actually...
It's
putting
cool.
Putting on the productions, and Extreme Theater is an original, from what I understand.
And it's usually lots of fun. So tomorrow, July 27th, happens to be the Arts Council's 45th birthday.
Wow. Happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you. And we're going to have our summer block party. It will be out in the courtyard at Centennial Hall because the weather forecast keeps saying beautiful weather. The performers are Allison Holtkamp, Erica Lee, Tom Loker, and David Shakely Early. There's going to be a beer and wine garden. And this particular one is the proceeds are all dedicated to the New Jack. And because we have sort of the groundbreaker thing going on and shovels is a theme, we've come up with a shovel-tini, which will be available as well. So it's your basic martini with rhubarb and ginger. So there's the Once on This Island Junior is what Star's performing on Friday night. And then there's also, after the block party is over, you can go on over to the flight deck. And they have Alaska K. There's a Doug Douglas Volunteer
That's
Fire.
Live music at the flight deck.
Yep. There's a Douglas Wildlife Cruise for the Douglas Volunteer Firefighters at 2 p.m. on Saturday. Extreme Theater at 2 p.m. at Star. The Drawing Group at the Canvas is at 4:45. There's something that Todd is doing with his saxophone folks, his class, 7 p.m. It's called Elevator Music. It's at North... It's at Northern Light Church, and it's a benefit for their Northern Light's trying to get a fix their elevator, and they need some funds.
Now I get it.
So the saxophone kids are going to do a recital. It's pay as you can, and everything benefits the elevator. So As You Like It is what Star will be doing on Saturday at 7:30. Artists of All Nations is on Sunday from 1 to 5. That's open studio. Just come on down with your art and do that sort of stuff. 2 p.m., they're doing Once Upon This Island Junior at over at Perseverance. Music on the Fly at 7 p.m. out at the airport is Scott and Adele. They do sort of lively, upbeat singing and guitar music. On Monday, it is Alaska National Guard Veterans Dinner at the Jack from 4:30 to 8:30. You can get more information about all these things on our website, which is jahc.org. Or you could go to the ktoo.org and
hey,
get
that's
this.
Us.
Yeah, that's you. There's a thing on hosting, becoming a host family for foreign exchange students on Monday from 6 to 8 out at the Mendenhall Public Library. Lee Stetson, the world's foremost John Muir interpreter, will be at the Mendenhall Public Library on Tuesday from 6 to 7. And Alaska Meditates with Sri Sri from 6:30 to 8 at the Juno Douglas High School Auditorium. Tickets are available in the usual places for that. So that's the whole week. Now, do we have time to announce the Mayor's Awards?
Oh, yes. I've been hinting that there'd be a special announcement on Arts Up today. So
okay. Well,
fire away.
We do the annual Mayor's Awards for the Arts, and those were just announced today. The artist of the year is Lily Hudson, who most of you know. She does a lot of work around Juno and is a storyteller and an educator and a fabulous weaver, and we're excited to present Lily with this. The Arts in Education Award goes to Full Circle Music, which is Mary DeSmet and Greg Berger. They've been teaching music in kids for a long time. They do a fabulous job here in town. So we're happy to present that to them. The Arts Achievement Award goes to Sherry Patterson, who most of you have probably heard singing beautifully, and she does a lot of other things in the community. She always organizes the Dr. Martin Luther King events for that in January. Just an amazing human, and we're excited about having her at the event. The innovator in the arts is Colette Costa. She does so many amazing things in the community. It's exciting to be able to offer her this award. You know, the Gold Town that she's been, the series that she's put together, and her singing, and just everything that she does. She keeps us entertained for sure. So, and then
yeah, she's a winner.
Definitely. The business leaders in the art this year, Capital Copy has been so important in the life of the arts over the years. I think it was 35 years or something like that they've been in business. I can't quite remember. The Melvilles are retiring, and Toby Harbinick is taking over the business. But the Melvilles are being recognized for their contributions as business people in the community. And our volunteer and patron is shared by a couple that probably most of you will recognize if you go to any events, Linda Kruger and Jeff Noss. They both just volunteer extensively for the arts and everything else in town. So it's an exciting lineup, and the awards were going to be offered on August 17th at the block party. The marimbas, Njuzu marimbas, will provide music, and it'll be a great party, so come for that.
Great party and an awards ceremony.
Yes.
That's fantastic. Well, congratulations again to all the winners, Lily Hudson, Sherry Patterson, Colette Costa, Full Circle Music, the Melvilles at Capital Copy, and Linda Kruger and Jeff Noss. That inspires me to work harder. I want to win an award like that someday.
Yes. And by the way, I always call for artists to help me prepare the prizes for these. I need people to decorate the frames that the certificates go in. So if you are interested in doing a frame for someone, give me a call.
Wow, that's great. Well, thank you so much, Nancy DeCherney.
Thank
from
you.
Over at the Juno Arts and Humanities Center and Juno Arts and Humanities Culture. Thanks again for being here and for sharing that wonderful news. Thanks for tuning in to a Juno Afternoon today. On tomorrow's show, Andy Klein will be your host. Dr. Ira Chasnoff will be here to preview the film Moment to Moment, Teens Growing Up with FASD. We'll hear about what the Youth Employment in Parks kids have been up to this summer. We'll get details on Sri Sri and the upcoming Alaska Meditates event, and find out how you can help Kauai at the Hawaii Volcano Disaster Relief Fundraiser. That's tomorrow live at 3 on KTOO, repeated at 4 on KRNN, and of course available on demand online at KTOO. Please don't forget, we're on our summer schedule through the month of August, with live shows Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and special programming on Mondays and Tuesdays on KTOO and KRNN. If you'd like to be on a Juno Afternoon, go to ktoo.org and click Contact Us. Till tomorrow, this has been a Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. Have a great Juno evening.